Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie. Pardon my voice, I've lost it. I went to a show locally here on Friday, and the concert was so much fun that I have lost my voice and I'm getting it back. But I wanted to tell you guys all so much about this whole Johnny Depp thing. I've been watching all 8 days of the trial, all eight, because I have no life. Which is a lie, actually. No, actually it's not, because I went back. I started watching, I'll be honest, I started watching on like day five, and I was like, okay, I'm hooked. And so over the weekend, I caught up on all of it. So I'm officially caught up, and I've watched all 8 days. Today's day nine. And I know I already released an episode, but my audio was fucked up, and I don't know why. So I'm redoing it. But, So at the beginning, right, you get to hear like open arguments, and his team is like, you're going to learn about the real Johnny Depp, not the actor, not the star, the real one. And her team comes on and she's like, they're like, he does drugs and he's bad and he's abusive and all this shit. So it's a defamation lawsuit. It's not like but he's going to go to jail at the end of this or anything like that. So what she put out a story. I call it a story. They don't. They have like a fancy word for it. I had it in my head yesterday. I don't today. Because literally I recorded that other episode that I just deleted 3 hours ago. And I just woke up. Again, so I forgot what the fuck they call it. And so she writes this story. In the story, she says, 2 years ago, I know what it was like to become a domestic abuse survivor. La 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 la. And he says that when she put that out, that he started having bad luck in Hollywood. People didn't want to work with him. It fucked up his career. And so he's taking her to court so that everybody knows all of their business. Because when you do this type of lawsuit, all your shit is bare. Text messages, everything, literally. Messages between him, his doctor, nurse, Marilyn Manson's assistant. Like, they are pulling up text messages from everywhere. And so far, all we've heard from is his doctor, his nurse, her assistant, his sister, and a friend, which is also like a bodyguard, because he's had the same bodyguard, I guess, for like a million fucking years. So bodyguards, except for one that's dead. He has a dead that died of cancer, so he's not going to be testifying. But, like, they're running Mr. Depp through the dirt so far. Well, they're trying. Mainly just because of his drug use. That's all anybody really has, and that's what they're trying to say leads him to be so abusive, physically abusive. And I don't know. They play a lot of audio. Because it just goes to show that nothing is private. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's videos of him, Well, there could be. Fuck, I don't know. We haven't gotten that far, I guess. There's a video so far that they're using. He claims he's assaulting some cabinets in it. And no one will tell, like, give the date of when this video was made. So Johnny Depp himself does not know what he was upset about. And so, in this video, she's doing it on, like, her iPad or something. And, like, secretly recording him. And then when he notices he's being recorded, he does, like, a final, like, okay, fuck this. And, like, slams, like, a glass of wine against the wall or something. And so she's like, oh, but after that video, I got beat up. And I'm like, oh, you probably should have recorded that too. And like arguments, like recording each other,
I don't know if it's because like I have a very fucked up trust level. I always think I'm out to be someone's out to like get me for some reason. But there's recordings of them arguing and it's like, "Oh yeah, like that one time, huh? You did it. You did do it that one time." And like in those arguments, I don't feel like that shit should be allowed in court because like people say some crazy shit. Or should you poo ever on someone's things? That's just caca. So like there's that, and I hope they give Marilyn Manson a chance to come on the stand and testify, because oh man, they're putting that dude through the ringer too, and he's not even on trial here. And they're like, how much cocaine does Johnny Depp do with Marilyn Manson? And it's like, for one, geez, that's private information. Drug use, it's not just fun stuff. But so far, like I said, it's insane. Like, it is truly like insane. So, he just barely got done off the stand today, where we ended with a butler. And the way his team ended it was just phenomenal. Literally phenomenal. Because they play this recording. And in this recording, she's kind of realizing, like, I have created some shit that I don't think I was aware that was going to be created once I said that I was abused. And so she's talking to him and she's like, I don't know what to do. My reputation, my reputation. And he's like, well, we can write a letter together to Holly, like to Hollywood and the world, saying that like the media is what fucked it this up and made it worse and drag it on and all this shit. And then she goes, why don't you tell him you, Johnny Depp, are a survivor of domestic abuse. And in the in that clip, he like mentions that he had something thrown at him in one of their fights or whatever, like some mineral pills or some shit. And so when the clip's done, his lawyer's like, well, why did you say that you had a thing of mineral pills thrown at your face? And he's like, because I did. And she's like, and why did Mrs. Heard say that you, Johnny Depp, are a survivor of domestic abuse yourself? And he goes, because I am. Fucking mic drop. And she's like, no questions. Because how this works is it's like any other court proceeding. You get one time to question him. And then his team gets another time. So when you question that person, you better come through. And you better have all your shit together and in a row that one time. And so her team had already gone through and published all these video audio clips of him calling her a cunt. He is a lover of the word cunt, which makes me love him even more. And so he in like in text messages and things like that, he's like, is that rancid cunt? So, I mean, he can't say, and I'm laughing only because it's Johnny Depp, and for some reason,
when he says it, I'm just like, that's just like how I would picture him talking all of the time. So I just, and I love that word because it makes everybody uncomfortable. But he doesn't, and he cannot say that he is not mentally abusive. Because, I mean, you read some of those messages and it's fucked up. I mean, and these aren't even messages he's sending to her. It's messages he's sending to his nurse, his assistant. Like, you know what I mean? It's, and the main thing here is he says, I'm not going to say it's hypothetical. I'm not going to make it sound like it's a hypothetical thing. He says that the tip of his finger was cut off by her when she threw a bottle of vodka and the bottle broke, cut his finger off, the tip of his finger, not the whole finger. And so everybody's like, because he does say, and there's a bunch of messages of him being like, I cut my finger off. I did this to my finger. I did this to my finger. And they're like, well, if you didn't do it, why did you say you did? And this is kind of where it shows the difference between a man and a woman, because no one would question a woman why she told the wrong story to her injuries. Like, if you see a chick with a black eye, or for some reason she's always hitting a fucking doorknob, falling on her face, hitting her doorknob. Chick's never fallen before ever, but now all of a sudden doorknobs are attacking her left and right. But then eventually when her truth comes out, no one ever says, well, you didn't say the doorknob didn't give you a black eye. Like, you said it was a doorknob. You didn't say it was John. You didn't say it was Timmy. You said it was a door. Because everybody fucking knows she was lying. You know? So it's kind of fucked up. And like the judge, I'm not going to say the judge is like completely Team Amber, because I'm not getting that vibe. I am getting the vibe where she doesn't want to be publicly prosecuted for being too nice to Johnny Depp. I feel like when it comes to the judge, I kind of feel like she kind of feels like this is a waste of resources and time. And so she's a little snootier towards him. And she does kind of give Amber more leeway in court, especially when it comes to like her team's questioning of the people. She's a lot nicer to them than his team. She doesn't let a lot of the interjections come in when it comes to when his team's questioning. So I wouldn't say that she's, everybody online saying that she's favoring her. I don't see it really more as a favoring at this point in time. She's a damn good judge. And that's what I've seen so far. I really like, there's been a couple of times where I'm like, oh, okay, that really wasn't fair, but not too many. And keep in mind, this is a 7-week trial. So, I mean, there's a lot more that's going to come out and be known. And it's kind of weird how, I don't know. And like, in my head, I get where they're coming from, trying to like show that his main point is that he has never physically put his hands on a woman. Has he said mean things? Yes. Has he? That's really it. He has never, according to him, he has never, he's a Southern gentleman. And I don't know. Shitty marriage, like when marriages get to that shitty point where it's like extremely toxic, it's not, I don't know. Like, it's not a good situation. And I guess from what he says, his mom died. That clicks in his head that like, life is short, obviously, need to be happy, blah, blah. So he goes to her and he's like, hey, we have had a very horrible marriage. It's very toxic. It's this, it's that. we need to separate and divorce, and I will not say anything publicly. We won't, this will keep it out of the public eye. All this shit. And she didn't want to lose that cloud, you know? And so that's when she decided, because I guess he left town. He left the state, not the state. He went overseas. He went overseas and was doing like a tour. And then that's when she went to the courthouse. Everybody knows, with the famous picture of black eye, Johnny Depp beats me, got a restraining order, all that stuff. And like, it's just so fascinating. And defamation cases, I'm going to say right now, are like probably my new favorite cases. I would go on YouTube and watch murder trials live, because I have no life. I know what it sounds like. Don't fucking judge me. But I think I'm just going to seek out defamation cases. It's kind of weird. And it's kind of fucked up that, like, in a relationship, you have mutual friends and, like, all that stuff. And then you got to pick. When it comes down to this court stuff, you got to pick. You're like, no, are you on my side or her fucking side? Pick a side. And then you got to go into court and they got to be like, so, did you ever fucking like her? And then you get to know the truth that everybody feels about you. And so far, her assistant, the butler, the nurse's assistant, the doctor, her sister, everybody is like, oh, she's a stuck-up little bitch. She's a kid. She acts like a child. She throws tantrums like a child. And so it's kind of like, and everybody has seen, like, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube and look up the Johnny Depp clips from his, not YouTube, TikTok. And you'll see the funny one, because there is like a really, really funny one where her lawyer's like, you're a lot bigger than Mrs. Heard, aren't you? And he's like, I wouldn't say that. And like the face that she makes, she's kind of like, you bitch, I can't believe you'd say that. And he looks at her and he sees that. And then you see Johnny Depp smile and he's like, bitch. And so like, you're watching a couple argue and it comes down to 12 people to be like, Johnny Depp, you win the argument. Or Amber, you win the argument. And I'm still not quite sure. When they were doing opening statements for her, they're like, let's talk about a lesser known person, Amber. And then they start talking about her career. And they kind of make reference in a weird way that she made the Aquaman movie. And for the life of me, and I know I can Google it and answer it and see it, but I just don't want to. I cannot figure out who the fuck she is in Aquaman. Like, my dumb head just keeps going, well, Jason Momoa is an Aquaman. Jason Momoa made Aquaman, because I only watched it for like two scenes where he comes up out the water. That's where I was like, you know? But then they brought up James Franco. And I was like, oh, fuck. She's a snobby little bitch from fucking Pineapple Express. She's the chick who plays Seth Rogen's underage girlfriend. Bada bing, bada boom. Guess she is in movies. I mean, like, I guess, because obviously she is. But like, I don't know. And they keep saying she's done movies with Johnny Depp. And I'm like, well, shit. Maybe my love for Johnny Depp made that blind too, because I don't know. And it's kind of weird too that they're like, he does drugs. He does drugs. To me, that's kind of like Snoop Dogg's mom, baby mama, taking him to court and being like, he smokes pot. Well, no fucking duh. It's Johnny fucking Depp. Of course he makes drugs. Like, he was the man of blow. And I'm not saying just because you make a movie based on coke that obviously you love coke, but obviously he does. So my assumptions aren't too wrong.
kind of feel like I can assume a little bit more in life. So this whole thing is just nuts. It's crazy. And it's just getting crazier. I don't even know who we have to be heard from next on his side, to be honest. And I don't understand how this is 7 weeks long. But fuck, I mean, we'll see. It's only going to get crazier and crazier, I think. Because now they've already laid the grounds for her being like, oh, I'm going to be known as a liar if said whatever happens and comes out. So her team has a lot of backpedaling to do. So, I mean, today will be interesting. I'm going to do another episode on Saturday. We'll see if it's going to be about this. I'm not 100. We'll see what happens throughout the week on this, because I'm going to watch it because I love you guys. And I'm using you guys as my excuse, but I'm kind of hooked to knowing all of their business. I'm 8 days in. Like, I cannot just not now. You know, I'm 8 days. That's a fucking long time. So I gotta finish it. So I'll let you know. But on Saturday, we'll do another episode, probably an update on this, and then something completely different. And nothing really happened when it came to the Daybells and their update. Chad obviously did his. Lori refused to speak. And the only argument right now for Chad is court going to be held in Rexburg or in Boise? Or is the jury going to come from Boise to Rexburg? Are they going to be sequestered? All his court was money and talking money and what would be the most beneficial money route to go. And the court has, as far as I know, like I said, it is 4:52 in the morning, 4:53. I don't know. Today could be different. Like, he could release his decision today. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm going to keep watching this Johnny Depp shit because it's insane and I'm in love with it. And I'm going to let you guys know too. And I'm so, so sorry that my audio that I did 3 hours ago was shit. But hey, I'm here for it. And you lovely people got to me soon enough. Thank you, Kim, that I was able to fix it and do it and still have time for my morning routine. So not all losses failed. And it's insane, you guys. The shit I do for this podcast is insane. I literally just got done recording 3 hours ago. Now I'm recording this. Now I gotta upload this to YouTube and to everywhere else and get ready for work, go to work, and beat my work companion to work because it's like a competition. Anyway. But yeah, you guys, this shit's crazy. Oh yeah, and I do know, before anybody else wants to point it out, I do know about the Kardashians having their court stuff going on with Blac Chyna, their defamation shit with Blac Chyna, but their shit's closed. It's not an open court stream, so I don't know anything except for what comes out at the end of the day or between their breaks. And so far, really, all I've learned on that is Blac Chyna's thug life. And I think that was known from the very beginning. So, and not just like thug life, but like she's fucking hood. And I think that was very well known from the very beginning of that relationship, that they came from very two different cloths. So, I mean, hey, if anybody wants to know about that one, I would gladly look into it for you. Cause everybody knows me and my love for the Kardashians is a little intense. But yeah, so there's that. And today is day 9 of Johnny Depp's thing. So fuck it. We'll rock it. We'll do it. It'll be fine. And again, sorry about the audio. Sorry about the shitty voice. My shitty voice just is a representation of how much fun that concert was. So it was a Chris Webby show. Just real quick. It was Chris Webby's concert, his Inappropriate Tour. And I went with my brothers and my one brother's fairly new pregnant baby mama. So she's my new hero in life because she went to a sold out bar sober. God bless her soul, because I was not. And it was so much fun. Like, there was crowd surfing and nowhere to stand and butt to balls. Like, it was just people everywhere. It was so much fun. I literally have no voice. Got to buy Ebes a beer. Like, it was fun. It was so much fun. And I obviously lost my voice, and now I sound like I'm dying, which I might be. I don't know. I just slept for like 2 whole days. So I might be dying. Who really knows? But anywho, sir, I will continue to watch this in the name of you guys. And I will let you guys all know what continues to happen. Because like I said, mind-blowing. And funny. Like, it's funny. I don't know if I could be on a jury for Johnny Depp. Like, I honestly don't. I think there are some wet, moist-ass seats up in that jury. Because the whole time he was testifying, I was like, you're Johnny Depp. And his voice, he has like that Morgan Freeman voice kind of, where he could like narrate your life and you'd be cool, totally cool with it. So I don't know how these people are doing it, because I would automatically just be like, at the end of this, after we hear all the juicy shit, we're saying he wins, right? Because he's Johnny Depp. So then that's why I will never be on a jury. But that's my thoughts. So yeah, I think honestly, I think we have a good case here for a win. But I also think that maybe we have, Amber might have something. It might come down to the judge and jury just being like, you both are petty as fuck. So who knows? We'll see. 7 weeks is a long time. I'm just realizing how long 7 weeks is. It's a long time. But yeah, you guys have a great, great Tuesday. This is my Monday. So have an amazing week. And I will talk to you guys again on Saturday. And in between then, yeah, have an awesome week. And oh, before I end, Friday, the voting will start for the post-register thing. I don't know if I made it. I'll find out Friday. I'm sure Jeff and Greg, if they find out by then, will say something. So everybody that I mutually share with them will know. So if not, you guys will know on Saturday. So I love all of you. Have an amazing week. Kick ass. Y'all are bad bitches. Remember that. Yeah, I have no fucking voice. So, I love you guys.